Natural Partners. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Natural Partners. Natural partners are animals or plants that live or work together to help themselves and each other. The tick bird and the rhinoceros are natural partners. The tick bird looks for ticks while riding on the rhinoceros's back. This is good for the rhinoceros because it stays healthy without the ticks. It's also good for the tick bird because it gets an easy meal. When there is danger, the tick bird flies into the air, screaming a warning to the rhinoceros. The crocodile also has a bird as a natural partner. The crocodile opens its mouth so that the bird can get right inside. The bird gives the crocodile's mouth and teeth a really good clean. The bird gets a really good feed by cleaning the crocodile's mouth. The badger also has a bird as a natural partner. Both this bird and the badger eat honey. The bird flies around looking for a bee nest. When it finds one, it calls out to the badger. The bees do not harm the badger, so the badger pulls the nest to bits to get the honey. The bird stays around waiting for any honey that the badger drops. Chapter 2. Natural Partners in the Sea. Many sea animals work together as natural partners. Little fish, such as the wrasse, are natural partners with big fish, such as the cod. The wrasse cleans the cod, even inside its mouth. The cod gets a good clean, and the wrasse gets a good feed. The hermit crab and the anemone are also natural partners. Anemones grow on the hermit crab's shell. Anemones have tentacles that sting, so they protect the hermit crab from its enemies. The anemones then get to catch food as the crab moves around. Anemones are also natural partners with clownfish. The anemone's stings don't hurt clownfish, so clownfish can live with them. However, the anemone stings the clownfish's enemies, which helps to protect the clownfish. The clownfish helps the anemone by dropping scraps of food for it to eat. The remora fish and the shark are natural partners too. The remora fish catches a free ride on the shark's tail. It also gets to eat any bits of food that drop out of the shark's mouth. The remora fish is safer with the shark than it is on its own. The remora fish removes parasites from the shark's skin as the shark swims along. This helps keep the shark healthy. The spider crab and algae are also natural partners in the sea. The spider crab lives on the sea floor. Algae live on the spider crab's back, making the spider crab look like part of the sea floor. This makes it hard for the spider crab's enemies to see it. The algae get a good place to live, and the crab has a good camouflage. Chapter 3. Natural Partners in the Insect World. Many insects help each other as natural partners. Ants and aphids are good natural partners. Aphids get sap out of plants. The sap gives the aphids sugar, the aphids can't use all the sugar from the sap, so ants eat the rest. While the aphids help the ants by giving them food, the ants protect the aphids by attacking their enemies. Bees and many flowering plants are natural partners. Bees use nectar to make honey. They get their nectar from flowers. As bees fly from flower to flower, they also take pollen from one flower to another. This helps the flowering plant grow seeds, which then grow into new plants. Glossary. Algae, tiny plants that live in the water. Healthy, well, in good health. Natural, what happens in nature. Nectar, a sweet liquid made by plants and used by bees to make honey. Parasites, plants or animals that live off other living things. Pollen, small grains in flowers that help other flowers to make seeds. Protect, keep safe. Sap, the liquid found inside plants.